This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
The Oregon Coast Aquarium in Newport, Julie Woodward, Director of Marketing. Julie, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's give folks kind of an update on your facility. One of the things that came out last week is a pretty big challenge grant. Tell us more about it.
Yeah, so we're really excited. Marsha H. Randall Foundation, they have never worked with us or donated with, you know, to us before. And they are very interested in pursuing education and education of our oceans. And we are in a capital campaign trying to raise about $18 million to improve our facilities by improving galleries, adding an animal rehabilitation center, and some other things. And so they put together a challenge grant, $500,000, and we have to match it by the end of March. So we've been promoting it through direct mail, through our member and donor e-newsletter, as well as press release, and just trying to get the word out there so that we can hopefully make the goal by the end of March and match that $500,000 so we receive that grant.
So that'll go a long ways to helping, and that's a pretty auspicious ultimate goal in this capital campaign. Sounds like you're really trying to make a lot of improvements.
Yeah, we are. We phase one, we have a new admissions annex, which is almost done. Then we move to our lobby, which will be totally redone, as well as our restaurant and coffee bar, and a fabulous new kids area. We'll be building an outdoor amphitheater for animal presentations. And then we move into phase two, where we do a facelift on our three existing main galleries. And part of that is building a much larger touch pool that's more accessible. And then we'll also have a standalone jelly room. It'll be very, very calming and peaceful and beautiful. I can't wait till we have that. And then after that, our last major effort, which is years down the road, will be a new animal rehabilitation center. And that won't be open to the public, but it'll be an area for us. We do a lot of rehabilitation, and we're in this makeshift warehouse. And, you know, we try to do the best that we can, but we really don't have, you know, all of the resources in the building and the things that we really need. And it'll allow us to do even more animal rehabilitation. So we're very excited.
And while Newport is a ways from Roseburg, I mean, this has been a favorite place for school kids in this area and families to go to get over to see the coast and see all the animals, see the things that they, you know, are available and learn a lot.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people don't realize that we're not just, you know, an attraction. We provide tons of education and animal rehabilitation. We do a lot of research. We partner with NOAA and Hatfield and, you know, OSU. And so we play a much larger role than a lot of people would, know about. So we really do contribute a lot to the Oregon community and to ocean conservation and education.
And I, and no doubt, it's almost an understatement to say the past few months have been a bit of a challenge.
Yeah, it's been really, really tough. I mean, we've opened and closed, and we lost millions and millions of dollars, and we closed, you know, March 16th, right before one of our biggest spikes, which is spring break. And then our prime time is the summer months, and that's typically when we make all the money to get us through the winter. So it was really, you know, quite an impact on us. And, you know, we had to, just like many other organizations, let some people go. We had to furlough people and bring them back and furlough them. And so it's been challenging for us as well as so many other organizations. And but we have seen so much support from our state, our community, and it's actually just been really heartwarming, you know, to see that people come out to support you when times are tough.
So what's your current status right now?
We reopened not this past Saturday, the Saturday prior, and it's been going really well. The weekends are busy. The weekdays are still, you know, we're not meeting our numbers, but so we had to go back to time ticketing because everyone was so excited to come back. So it's actually, we're doing good right now.
So if people want to help out with this $500,000 challenge grant, explain how they can do that.
There are several ways they can do it. They can either go to our website, which is aquarium.org, and they can go to make a donation. And then there's different ways that they can make a donation, and they can actually tag the donation that it's the Randall H. or the Marsha H. Randall matching grant. We also have a capital campaign website. It's givetoaquarium.org, and they can also donate there, as well as learn all about all the things that we're doing in terms of our capital campaign and learn more about our mission and, you know, how we contribute to the state and those types of things.
All right. Julie Woodward, Director of Marketing for the Oregon Coast Aquarium in Newport. Julie, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
8:38 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.